The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, February 9, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel held an exchange in Havana on Wednesday with His Excellency Cardinal Benjamino Estella, envoy of Pope Francis. Through his Twitter account, the first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba recalled the 25th anniversary of John Paul II's apostolic trip to Cuba, noting that the historic visit marked a transcendental moment in relations between the Vatican and the island. During the exchange with Pope Francis as envoy, the head of state renewed Cuba's commitment to continue working for the strengthening of relations with the Holy See. He also thanked Pope Francis's gestures of closeness and affection towards the Cuban people. Removing Cuba from the list of sponsors of terrorism, where it was unfairly included, will open up opportunities for better relations that will benefit both the island and the United States, an article published in the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday stated. The text titled, It's Time to Take Cuba Off the Terror List, and published on the website of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, asserted that U.S. President Joe Biden should fulfill the promise made last year by Secretary of State Anthony Blinken to Colombian President Gustavo Petro to order a review of that list. The Biden administration has been promising for 2 years to reconsider the designation made by President Trump just a few days before leaving office, aimed at rewarding his Cuban-American supporters and complicating President Biden's relations with Havana, academic William Leogrande wrote in the article. The impact on risk managers at global financial institutions is devastating. Within weeks of Cuba being put back on the terrorism list, 45 international banks and financial institutions stopped doing business with the island, the author pointed out. Besides the financial harm, the designation of Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism adds insult to the injury suffered by Cuba for several decades, Leogrande stated. A group of 130 irregular migrants were returned to Cuba by Jose Martí International Airport on a flight from the Bahamas, the Ministry of Interior reported on its website. Returnees comprise 107 men, 22 women, and one minor, the largest number of people returned by Haitian authorities to Cuba. The group had left the country legally by sea, and four were taken into custody for their alleged involvement in serious crimes, which were being investigated before their departure. This is the fourth operation by air from the Bahamas in 2023, which brings 297 the number of returnees from that country. And in the international agenda, we have that. The National Institute of Statistics of Honduras will carry out a national survey on child labor with the purpose of seeking government options to eliminate this underlying problem in the country. Institute authorities said that the investigation will be carried out jointly with the Ministry of Labor and Social Security and other institutions, and will seek information on households, characteristics, ethnic groups, and difficulties in daily life. The Institute's director, Eugenio Sosa, said that some 22,000 minors and parents will be interviewed as part of the survey, and the study will focus on some areas in which children work in the country, such as in coffee farms and shrimp companies. Sosa referred to the commitment of President Xiomara Castro to advance in the elimination of the problem, since more than 400,000 children between the ages of 5 and 17 work in Honduras, many of them exposed to dangerous jobs. Meanwhile, Syrian ambassador to Caracas, Kenan Saher al-Din, expressed his most sincere gratitude to the Venezuelan government for its solidarity in the face of the devastating earthquakes that hit Syria and Turkey last Monday. In a letter handed over to Tatiana Puch, Deputy Minister of Asia, Middle East, and Oceania of Venezuela's Foreign Ministry, Aldin expressed his gratitude for all solidarity actions taken by the Bolivarian Republic, which reflect the solid bilateral relations between the two friendly nations. Venezuelan officials expressed their satisfaction for the results achieved in this context and reaffirmed both nations' commitment to strengthen friendship and cooperation ties, according to Foreign Ministry. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.